How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, people. Busy show coming up. Fasten your seatbelt. I'm going to take you off to two golfing destinations. Actually, in theory, three golfing destinations, but I have to learn more about the third one. We're going to go off to Ireland, and Rathsalla Country House has a golf course, very well-known golf course, that was closed for a while, and now it's back and operating, so that's cool. And we're going to be talking about some of the packages they have for summer that are just, oh my gosh, what a bargain. And the euro is so down that if you've been putting off going to Europe, now's the time to do it. And I want to talk about that a little bit too. And then we're going to be talking about golfing in Massachusetts, something I've never really thought about before, even though I could name six golf courses within 15 minutes drive of where we are here at the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County. So there's some hot news with that. So golfers, if you're thinking about traveling and you're worried that there won't be a place to play golf, Massachusetts is your place. You're going to enjoy this conversation. And because I know I will. And then later, we got more coming up, but I want to get into what I need to talk about now before we go off to talk with Joe O'Flynn, the owner of Rathsalla Country House in County Wicklow, right outside of the little town of Dunlavin. Don't you love it? Even the names are musical. And we'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're going to take a little message here for you. And then we're going to talk some more.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
All right, so I like that song, Born in the USA. And you know why we're playing it? David, do you know why we're playing it?
We're getting ready for the Independence Day holiday? I don't know. We're like a month early.
Well, I guess the 14th is Flag Day. We could say that.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
We could say 4th of July. That's not the reason.
No.
No. There's a TV commercial that's driving me crazy. Maybe you've seen it. I don't see many TV commercials because we record just about everything or we watch stations that have no commercials. And I just fly through every commercial. So I don't know why people advertise on TV at all. It doesn't make any sense to me. Radio's the place. People don't like to change the channel, the station, because, you know, they miss time. They come back. They miss part of the show. There's no way to rewind it and catch it. Hey. Anyway, our commercials are interesting because most of them are about travel.
That's right.
But in any event, there is this TV commercial, and the woman comes on and she says, "When I travel abroad, people ask me my nationality, and I used to say Hispanic, but I sent my DNA off to be tested, and I found out that I'm da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da."
I have seen that. I'm Scandinavian or something. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I've seen
that's
that.
That's another one. And then there's one that she's a Native American, mostly.
Right,
there's a guy that thought he was I don't know what. He thought he was German, but he's Irish or
Scottish or something.
Scottish,
yes, I have seen that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what troubles me about this commercial. The premise is, when I travel outside the country and people ask me my nationality, I say that I'm Hispanic. The woman's clearly American. Americans don't become American until they leave the United States. If you sit down at a dinner party table of 10 people and somebody says, let's go around the circle and everybody tell their nationality, you're going to hear Americans say Italian, Spanish, Scottish, German, Thai, Philippine, Brazilian, whatever. South African. You're going to hear all this stuff. And when I'm in one of those situations where somebody is curious about people's nationalities, and I hear somebody say, oh, we're Italian, you know, we're Irish, we're Scandinavian, we're Spanish, we're Portuguese, my first question is, were you born there? No.
98% of them say no.
No. Do you speak whatever the appropriate language? No. How many times have you visited there?
Well, I've never been. I want to get there, but I haven't been there yet.
No. It's like, when are you going to wake up and realize you're American? Mm-hmm. And you happen to have some ancestors who came from another country that you don't speak the language of and you've probably never been to? It's not until you travel outside the United States that the world makes you American. You know, kind of reminds me of that swimmer. What's his name?
Phelps. Michael Phelps, yeah.
Was he the one that had the, or was it somebody named Singer? Mm. I can't remember the last name. It was the guy that rushed out of, go Google for me. Try this. Hold on. there was a guy they rushed out of Munich when the Olympics. He was an Olympic swimmer.
Right.
And when there was that massacre.
Right, yeah.
Of the terrorists.
1972, yeah.
Oh, you're good. Okay, better than me. I wouldn't have given you the date so fast. When the swimmer who's heritage is his religion is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
He was ushered quickly out of Munich so that, you know, after they killed the Israeli team.
Right.
And I can remember a rabbi perplexed by that because the fella's father was very proud. The swimmer's father was very proud of the fact that his son didn't get education, religious education, and wasn't bar mitzvah because it conflicted with his going to swimming lessons.
Mm.
And I can remember reports from a variety of different rabbis who pointed out that the world gave him his bar mitzvah the minute the Munich massacre happened, because he went from being the Olympic swimmer to being a Jewish fellow who had to be rushed out of here. And that's, you know, almost how I kind of see the parallel in, you know, it takes the outside world to declare who you are. And I have been in places in Europe where somebody has said, you know, when they've, an American meets some people traveling somewhere, and the people ask, oh, you know, what is your nationality? And they give some foreign destination in their lives that reflects ancestry, but not their own life experience.
Mark Spitz. Very good. Sorry about that.
I took a little while.
Sorry
with an S.
Yeah.
That was the swimmer people who went from not being bar mitzvah because the lessons interfered with his swim regimen.
Yeah, they flew him right out of Germany.
They took his bones and got him out in a heartbeat. But the when I hear people talk about, you know, oh, we're Italian, and, you know, and then other people ask, well, what part of Italy are you from?
Right.
We need to wake up and recognize that if you were born here, welcome, you're American. And my family has been long enough that my grandfather served in the Spanish-American War of 1898.
Amazing.
So, what's the right answer? I just would like to shake up the people that do those commercials, because it troubles me when, of course, the other piece that troubles me.
Yes.
What are they doing with that information?
Right. They have your DNA now? Yeah.
Yeah. What are they doing with that information? You know, who reads the terms and conditions? Anybody? Is there anything in there that allows them to sell the information? Are they looking for some special gene that somebody might have? Like in that movie, Henrietta Lack. Did you see that film?
No, I remember. You told me about it.
You got to see it. It's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. And I am sure there are folks out there looking for other people that had that woman's gene. Because if you've got just about anything from a polio vaccine to, I don't know, anti-TB shots and whatnot, you probably got a little bit of Henrietta Lack roaming around your body right now. And God bless the woman, but who knows what's going on with that stuff. Anyway.
Hey, we got Joe O'Flynn on the horn ready to chat with us.
Well, that's a good thing, yes. Because I'm worried about his horsey.
He has a horsey
that's been to the vet.
Oh.
So we got to find out about that. So we're going to do all that right after this. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with us is our good friend Joe O'Flynn, owner of Rathsala Country House, a family-owned, operated, managed, and runs on love. And I tell you, this took a lot of effort, people, because the first time Joe was supposed to be on a couple of weeks ago, something came up. Oh, the horse, he got sick. And
that's right.
What's the name of the horsey who got sick?
Didier.
What was wrong with Didier, or don't I want to know?
Oh, no, it's okay. It was down in his lower limbs. He got a very bad bruise in his leg, and they didn't know what was wrong with him, and he had to go off and get ultrasound, and heavens above, it's more expensive than if my mother got sick. It was unbelievable. But anyway, got sorted.
But he's good.
He's good.
I mean...
Yeah, he's good.
You got to worry when horses have leg problems, because... I don't know. Why can't they do prosthetic things instead of putting a horse down?
Yeah, it would kind of look funny racing across country with a prosthetic limb. I don't know if it could work on a horse.
It's better than dead. I like that alternative better than dead.
Yeah, me too. But he's a hunter, so he won't go back into action until November again. So he's good now.
All right. So kiss him on his nose for me.
I will surely do. I give him a carrot for himself.
And an apple.
Yeah.
Yes. Poor horsey. And then we had another date for you to come on with me, and I don't know, you didn't show up, and we called, and they said, "Oh, he's in the car on his way to the seashore or something." I don't know, where are you going? Where are you going?
I was going to the Dáil. I was going to the British Parliament. The minister.
Get your priorities straight.
That was no longer, and I kept rush out. But I couldn't leave it because we're suffering a huge chef shortage here in Ireland at the moment. It's a national crisis here, and can't get chefs, and they won't give us work permits to bring them in from overseas. And so,
why
are they making it very? Well, they're making it very difficult to get work permits. It takes weeks and weeks and weeks, and it was in the newspapers here over the weekend. The tourism industry is up in arms because there's restaurants having to close. Not do full weeks or not do full days and to close because they can't get staff to cover the ships.
Wow.
You get to throw back to the recession here when a lot of the good chefs left Ireland to go abroad. And since the famous CERT, do you remember CERT, the state training agency?
Yes.
And they haven't really replaced that since it closed down. They put in a few in the Institutes of Technology, a few training courses, they call them culinary arts courses. But there's nothing like the old CERT days where they trained good line chefs to turn out the food, good quality food in the restaurants. And so there's a chronic shortage now in this country. And it's stifling business and stifling tourism growth.
I just want to, before, I didn't want to cut you off in the middle, but I want to make sure that everybody listening heard that what Joe said was they can't get enough chefs to cover the shift. That's with an F in it in the middle. S-H-I-F-T, in case you were confused by what he said. But in any event, you know, given that the culinary arts in Ireland are at the kind of level equivalent to what you would expect in fine restaurants in New York, in San Francisco, in Chicago, in Miami. I mean, those are places where you will get great food. You don't even need a guidebook. You know, it's just rampant great food. But Ireland has been rampant great food since the late 90s. I mean, it's at least, it's coming up on about 20 years of a food, a culinary revolution in Ireland. And it's kind of unfortunate. I know a chef I'd love to see move to Ireland. Tim Brown, are you listening? And everybody, well, everybody in Berkshire County knows who I'm talking about. Oh, what a skilled, amazing person! But
well, we had a fantastic. I must tell you too, we lost a chef who died in Canada the other day. He was the most fantastic chef. His John Costwick, his name was, and he trained here with us in Ireland. Went to Toronto and worked in some fantastic restaurants there.
And they killed him.
In the late 90s, I flew to Toronto to persuade him to come back, and took me a large bottle of whiskey later, but we did, and we got back to Ireland. Neither of us could remember the deal we made, but anyway, back he came and spent another 10 years, and then he fell madly in love with my executive housekeeper, a lovely lady called Patricia from France, and he married her, and they scuttled off back to Canada, just outside Montreal, and they started up an amazing restaurant which got amazing reviews with rooms called the Auberge de Appalachia. And poor John, he's only in his, about 47, 48, dropped dead of a heart attack only last Wednesday.
Wow.
So, must remember John, but he was an amazing, he got amazing reviews here. He won loads of awards, Country House of the Year, Best Restaurant in Leinster, loads of fantastic awards under John's steerage when he was captain in the kitchen. So, miss him now.
Well,
but now we need new chefs, and we just can't get them, as I said.
Well, hang on a minute, because I want to go back to the moral lesson of don't postpone things, people. It makes me crazy when people talk about, you know, well, when the kids graduate, when the mother is in the nursing home, when the moon is in Sagittarius, and when they retire, that's when they're going to travel. And life has this very nasty way of getting in the way of your plans and your dreams. And when people ask me all the time, Joe, and if you just joined us, I'm talking with Joe O'Flynn, owner and family member of the ownership of Rathsalla Country House in Dunlavin. And it's not actually in the town of Dunlavin. It's in the limits of the town. It's sort of in its own little rural area. And Dunlavin's the cutest little town in County Wicklow, Ireland. But people ask me all the time, oh, you know, what's the best time to go to this place they're dying to go to? And my answer is always the same. When you have the time, when you either have the money or enough credit on your credit card, and you can just, and you have the health. Don't wait for, you know, what the calendar says is perfect anything, perfect weather, this, that, and the other. Because you can go by perfect weather and then get there and have the exact opposite. Or you can go at a time that's expected to be rainy and have gorgeousness. I mean, don't count on that. And don't count on that when you think in your mind the intersection of you're ready to go and it's the perfect time is going to arrive, because dreadful things like what happened to Joe's very good chef friend, you know, you don't know when the light switch goes out on your life. And there's no point in waiting.
John was out tending his garden, and Trish just went to get him in for his dinner, and there he was, dead and flower sort of thing. And, you know, the other thing, Stephanie, was poor old John. It's not pointing fingers at anybody now, but poor old John had a bad habit. He was a terrible heavy smoker, and I reckon this smoke did for him.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that one. I'm going to leave you with that heavy thought, people. And if you're a smoker, somebody loves you. Give it up.
Exactly.
We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at aerlingus.com.
How are things in Glacamora?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Joe O'Flynn on the line with me. He's become such a good friend, and he's such a leprechaun. He's a marvelous character that makes me laugh. Even when we're talking about sad things, he presents it in a way that puts a smile on my face. But that's very Irish, isn't it? I mean, you know.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk to Irish people, and they'll be quick to remind you that they mourn weddings and they celebrate funerals. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting approach to living. And
I was mourning three weddings over the weekend. I'm exhausted. Honest to God, three weddings.
Well, Joe's family owns and operates Rathsalla Country House in County Wicklow, Ireland. And if you go to sabrams.com and go in the show notes for today's show, you'll find Joe's name mentioned. You can click on it. There'll be a link, and it'll take you right to Rathsalla Country House's website, so you don't have to worry about how to spell it. It's just a wonderful fairy tale, marvelous place. In fact, do you remember when Christmas a few years back, we brought a friend with us to Ireland so she wouldn't be alone for Christmas, and we had just the best time. And as when we were pulling out the driveway after leaving your place, having stayed there a couple of nights, she said, "If I ever get married again, this is where I'm going to honeymoon."
She's
really. Oh, she sent you savory.
She did. I was about to say that she sent me summer savory.
Yes, and we're talking about my good.
Because we had a great discussion how we use summer savory in our cooking and fresh and dried, and she sent me some dried to try, which is fantastic.
I'm surprised. And by the way, just so you're in on the good secrets, and those of you who live in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts and live somewhere on the Florida's West Coast, you may have had the opportunity to meet my good friend Anne McConnell. But you know what's funny about that is I kept thinking, when she mails this herb, spice, how do you classify savory?
This herb.
Well, it's a herb.
It was like the Arnold Guthrie song, you know, "Hey, Mr. Customs Man."
No, that's what I was envisioning, that it's going to get to, you know, Customs and Border Patrol somewhere, both in the U.S. and on the other side, and somebody's going to say, "How do you smoke this? You know, it's what is this in this envelope?"
Like, they didn't catch it, so I got to cook with it, which is great.
Well, that's a good thing. We had you on a couple of weeks back, and we got to the end of the interview, and we're way at the end when you start talking about these packages that you have for travelers. And I went online and took a look at them at your site, and I went, "Oh my word, we needed to talk about that." So if things have gone right, you have already uploaded some of these deals at travelers411.com. Click on travel deals and scroll down till you come to Rathsalla Country House, and let's talk about them, because they were very creative, imaginative, and yummy sounding.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of simple ones. If you're flying into Dublin Airport, we're less than an hour south of the airport. We'll get you in as early as we can.
Yeah, it's about 40 minutes.
All the way. There's no traffic light between me and the airport.
Yeah, it's about 40 minute drive. It's a beautiful drive.
Yeah. So you can. We're doing one there now. There's a dinner, and as you know, our food here is legendary. So you get a full dinner, your bed and breakfast, and a Salad Award-winning breakfast. We've won the National Breakfast Awards here four times. And sort of big sides of local ham and smoked salmon, and aside from all the normal stuff you'd expect.
Hey,
about 238 euro less. I don't know. It's at today's rate, I suppose, is under just over 245, 250 bucks, but no more than that. For two people in a luxury superior room, about 7 meters by 7 meters. I don't know what that is in square foot, but
it's about It's about 22 by 22.
Yeah, and all our rooms here would have Nespresso coffee machines in them, free Wi-Fi, double-ended bath, and massive big showers. You know the size of our showers, Stephanie, don't you?
Yeah, you could put a rugby team in there.
And you know, when we were building that, my father said, oh, he said, why are you making the shower so big? And I said, sure, Dad, it's to save hot water. He said, how will that happen? And he said, sure, won't people get in there together? Oh, he said, so that's right. They'll save plenty of hot water that way.
You know, there's
and to this day, he's no idea, I don't think.
But you know, there's a hotel in Jamaica. I don't know what it's called today. It started out as the Playboy Club Hotel. And I think it's in Boscobel. And then it became the Boscobel Hotel and became a family-oriented hotel. And I know it's something else today. But it was at some point part of the Super Clubs Hotel Group. But I haven't been there in ages, so I can't really tell you much about today. But when it was built by Hugh Hefner and the Playboy people, they built showers like your shower because the idea was you should get in there with a lot of people you like. So it truly was an orgy-porgy shower. I mean, but I love your showers because in far too many places I go to wash my hair and my elbows are banging both walls or, you know, both the door and the wall or something. I mean, you know, you literally could take if the Celtics knew how to pronounce their team properly and didn't do Celtics, you could take the whole team in the shower with you. I mean, it's and you'd have plenty of room left over.
So the point is, if you there's lots of room, and then you get your dinner as well, and if you're into golf, we'll throw in a round of golf for you as well on the beautiful Leahin Hole Championship course here.
That's right there. It's like out the door.
Yeah, yeah. So just bed and breakfast only here at the moment is about 160 euro for the same. What, 170 bucks would it be? 180 bucks, no more at the moment.
160 and, would be about 100. It's about a 10% difference. About $176.
Yeah.
Listen, Ireland is the biggest bargain.
It's a third of the price of Dublin hotels at the moment, and you're just outside the city. You're less than 50 minutes from the city center. So.
And with so many places to go nearby, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Well, up to the Wicklow Mountains, up to the Wicklow Gap where St. Patrick's.
No, don't do that.
All that sort of stuff up there.
Don't do that. Don't do gaps. I don't do gaps. Don't do Sally Gap, Wicklow Gap. You know, every time I've done three gaps, and each time we have come through a gap, I have looked at my husband and said, never again do we drive through a gap, because the weather can be crisp and clear and gorgeous, and you get on that gap road, which takes you through some wonderful scenery until you are so fogged in you can't see the front of the car. I mean, at one point, and I think it was Sally Gap, which isn't far from you, we were in Sally Gap, and the fog was so thick you could not see the windshield wipers on the windshield. And I said to my husband, why don't you just turn off the engine? And we'll live here till the fog lifts.
That must have been December.
it very well could have been December, because we have the last 6 years, we have been in Ireland 7 years of December, January for like a 4 week period each time. And the first time was in 2002, December, going into 2003, January. The last 6 years, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, and 11, we have been in Ireland December, January. And I got to tell you, when you get stuck in that fog, it's like scary because you can't see where the road is.
So you've plenty of time over here. And sure, what's the hurry?
I found it a bit frightening, but you're right. It probably was December. Is it different other times of the year?
Pardon?
Is it different in those gaps other times of the year?
It can get foggy and misty at that time of the year. But this time of the year now, May to September, October, it's stunning. I mean, I'm looking out there and it's 8 in the evening here. It's gone 8 o'clock and it's bright as a button out here.
Oh, of course it is.
We've daylight here this morning. I was up this morning. I woke up this morning, 4:30. I got back here this morning.
Oops, I think we're losing you on your phone, but we're going to take a quick break and come right back. So
Okay.
And maybe you can just stand still in a good spot and we won't lose the connection. I have to tell you that, yes, at this time of year, I have sat in a car without benefit of the overhead artificial light in the car and read from, read a map or a book or whatever. Because, there are people still, coming off the golf course at that hour and standing in broad daylight, adding up their scores and cheating away. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Talking with Joe O'Flynn from Rathsella Country House. What a wonderful place it is in County Wicklow, Ireland. Don't leave me.
Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away?
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Long Crew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready
to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with the king of the leprechauns, Joe O'Flynn, who with his family owns Rathsalla Country House. And that's located in County Wicklow, Ireland. So if you've got a map of Ireland, look a bit southwest of Dublin. Find the town of Naas, N-A-A-S, N-A-A-S, and then follow the road down from Naas southeast until you find the town of Dunlavin. And that's the little trail you want to take to find Rathsalla Country House, and I promise you an amazing experience. Joe was just mentioning that at, you know, this time of year, In fact, at this time of year, it never really gets really dark. It gets to be dusk at about 11 o'clock at night. Somewhere around midnight, it gets a little darker. And by 3:30, 4 in the morning, the sun's starting to come up. And I have to tell you, fella, one of these days when I'm staying at your place in spring, summer months, when you've got probably 19 hours of daylight, I'm going to kill that rooster.
Well, the rooster's been drowned out at the moment because, as you know, we're surrounded by hundreds of acres of trees. So the bird song here in the morning now from about 4:30, you have to get used to it because it can be nearly deafening. It's incredible. Because, as you know, we're very rural, so we're not even on a flight path. So there's nothing overhead, but you do hear the birds here in the morning. But it is quite gorgeous in the summertime to hear it. We had to get up early in the morning.
Yeah, but it's your roosters I've always found offensive. See, the birds...
Yeah, because I think the last time you wanted me to put that poor rooster on the menu, he was annoying.
I didn't have good plans for him.
I have mentioned it to him, but it hasn't, cooled his ardor.
And my friend Beckett, your golden retriever...
He's still flying. Poor Beck. He's getting old now, but he's still flying.
Well, that's a good thing.
But he's in good form.
That's
in
a
good form.
Thing.
And with my dad, of course, and my mum, who are still here running the hotel with us, so they're all still around. We, as you know, we call my father the Minister for the Perimeter. He's 82 now, and he drives around in the Land Rover all day with the dog in the passenger seat looking out the passenger window. And he's the Minister for the Perimeter because he just keeps an eye on us all, watching what we're doing and issuing instructions from the jeep.
Well, knowing him, I think he learned that if you want to pick up girls, you get yourself a pretty fluffy dog and you put it in the front seat with you and you drive about. So
it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, and it's true. All the girls come rushing over to pat the dog.
He's no fool, Dad. I'm telling you.
And the rest of us thought with sports cars worked. Really fluffy dogs, you know.
It's very true. So my big question for you is, when are you coming over to visit us?
Jeepers, I don't know. I probably won't get to the States now till next year. I really want to bring my own kids to have a wonderful time in Florida, to go down to Disneyland and do all of that.
Well, you've got to fly either into New York... into Bradley's Hartford Airport, which is barely an hour from us, Or you can fly into Boston. And, you know, if you go down to Florida, fly from Florida to Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. We'll come pick you up there. And you can fly with Aer Lingus from Bradley to Dublin. We've done it.
Is that a new flight?
Yes, it started last September 1st, 2016. And when they announced last May that they were going to start Aer Lingus service from Bradley International Airport, their code is BDL, like Beckett Dog Glove. When they announced last May that they were going to start flying in September, we were in Ireland at the time. And we were there for 25 nights. And I already had plans to go back in December for our annual Christmas New Year's thing. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, I would love to do that. And they ran a special deal that if you booked it by May 31st, you know, it was this really super rate. I think it was like $4.99 round trip. All in, all taxes.
Wow.
All taxes and one 50-pound check bag and, you know. So I was thinking about it, and we're in Ireland at the time, and I'm thinking, you know, and I mentioned it to Mark, and for those of you new listening, that's the husband person. He said, we're going back in December. I said, yeah, but so what, you know. So I thought about it and thought about it. We came home on May 26th, and I kept getting these reminders from Aer Lingus about this deal, and you know they start flying September 1, and the special deal at that moment, although there's just as good rates out there now, got to go check them. I looked from September 1 to, you know, October 31, they were running this deal. So it was the 31st of May, the day that this deal is, you know, you can't book it anymore. It's 31st of May, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I was checking my computer for the last time before turning in for email, and here I'm looking at this thing I had saved and, you know, highlighted it in red, and I said, I'm doing it. And so I booked October 9th out, October 31 back, and we flew. That was the first time we flew round trip Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut, which is so easy to get to if you're anywhere in the New York metro area. And it's an airport like Shannon Airport. You know, it's an easy to deal with airport on this side of the ocean. And so we flew from Bradley to Dublin and back on the 31st. And then we already had our tickets for the December trip.
It's a very short flight, relatively, isn't it?
Oh, man, you make it in 5 hours. 5 hours. You know, I've made it from Boston to Dublin in 4 hours and 55 minutes because you get the tailwind behind you as you're flying.
How long would it take you to fly from Boston to Florida?
Boston to Florida is about 3 hours.
So if you were or go further, say if they were going to go to Mexico instead, that would take a lot longer, wouldn't it?
No, it's really not a big deal. Especially, you know what? Once you're in the air, what's the difference? Have a drink, watch a movie, take a nap, and you're there.
Yeah, but the point is that we're only half skipping it. Well, then we must be definitely closer to California.
What, from Mexico? Well, it depends.
No, to Ireland.
From California to Ireland?
No. I'm saying the flight from Boston to Dublin is that short as if you went from Boston to Los Angeles. Then.
Oh, it's much shorter. It's at least an hour shorter. Stay with me, everybody. More to come. We're going golfing in Massachusetts next hour. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.